Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace and peace be multiplied in your life. As a matter of fact, this morning our meditation is on grace from Ephesians 2:5 and 8. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. And then it's repeated again in verse 8, for by grace are you saved. Then it tells you, through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now notice at the end of the 8th verse, notice it says, for by grace you are saved, repeating what we read in the 5th verse. Grace is the divine influence of God on your heart, which reflects in your life. My child, what I want to tell you is that not only you're saved by grace, but in Ephesians 2:8 is a principle whereby you must live by. You must recognize that I place these gifts before you, the gift of grace and the gift of faith, that you have a divine combination to function in my plan, in my power. So as you meditate these two voices, recognize that self-effort, flesh, trying to do it yourself, you're not operating by grace. And you must recognize that grace is a gift from my throne, that you'll be able to function supernaturally in your life in every given situation as you apply your faith. By receiving the gift of grace and the gift of faith, you are my child. Begin now to live your life by the same principle you will save. There's no place in life that grace and faith cannot take you. Therefore, today I declare all of your surrounding is charged with the grace of God, and that you will function in that grace, and you will have favor in places that you thought you never could have favor. Remember, it is a gift. It is not of yourself. It is God working on your behalf. First, working in your heart, and then releasing it in life and in life situation that you're faced with. May you be bathed in God's grace. May things that have not been working out for you, according to Ephesians 2:5, by grace, they will work out for you. Listen, because we're going to talk more and more about grace. This morning we're talking about saving grace, but we're also saying that saving grace, Ephesians 2:8, is the same principle by which we walk in all of the grace of God. Remember, you're going to make it. You're blessed. And now you're walking in supernatural grace. God bless.